brought to you by Penguin.
The Mahabharata, an abridged translation by John Smith, read by Shaheen Khan, with the introduction read by Sagar Arya. Both for ease of listening and because it contains details of the plot, we've placed the introduction to this Penguin classic at the end of the audiobook. It's worth noting at this point that passages of summary are in the present tense and are preceded and followed by this sound. Preface. It comes as something of a shock to realise that I've been working on this translation for around one-fifth of my entire life. It is also slightly shocking to realise that I have, at last, finished it. The idea of producing a Penguin Classics Mahabharata was initially put to me in 1994. It took some time for me to convince myself of the wisdom of undertaking so enormous a project, to lay to rest other smaller projects, and to carry out the necessary preparatory tasks. But by 1997, I had begun the job of rendering into English one of the longest texts mankind has ever produced. That work has continued, though not always as smoothly or as rapidly as I could have hoped, until now. I wish I could find some elegant epigram to express my feelings at the end of this prolonged and frankly obsessive endeavour. But in fact, the most apt words are probably those spoken by Ripley in the third of the Alien films, as she prepares to confront the beast. "You've been in my life so long, I can't remember anything else." Like all true obsessives, of course, I have revelled in my obsession. The Mahabharata is an endlessly intriguing work, and it has been a privilege to be allowed to explore it at the length and in the detail that even an abridged translation demands. I cannot pretend that I have found it uniformly fascinating, or that I have never become exasperated by its seeming determination to say everything that could possibly be said about every topic that presents itself, and sometimes to say it more than once. However, it has been a truly enriching experience, and I hope that readers of this volume will be able to share something of my sense of enrichment. Luckily, I never attempted to keep a note of all the many friends and colleagues whom I have approached for help during these years, so I am absolved from attempting to thank them all by name. The translator of a Sanskrit text that tells a long and complex story, and worse, that explicitly claims to be encyclopedic, requires a great deal of help of many different kinds. Topics on which I have sought help include the interpretation of difficult Sanskrit words and phrases, the identification of plants and animals, the movements of heavenly bodies, the harness of horses, the intricacies of early Indian ritual and theology, the manufacture of weapons, and much else besides. And I am forever indebted to all those who put so much of their time and effort into answering my questions. I also solicited and received much kind assistance with the technical problems of preparing a fairly complex text in computerized form. These necessarily anonymous benefactors know who they are, and they have my heartfelt thanks for assisting me in the long and slow process of getting from there to here. In two cases, I can, and must, name individuals who have played a major role in helping me to complete this work, and to make it as accurate and as readable as possible. My friend and colleague, Ivind Karsh, read every word of the entire book, pointing out idiotic typographic errors that had escaped my best efforts at vigilance, alerting me at least twice to cases where I had somehow contrived to say the exact opposite of what I meant, and making innumerable valuable suggestions on issues of interpretation, presentation, and phrasing. He also more than once rescued me when I was floundering in the deep waters of Samkhya thought, something which those who have been there will recognize as heroism of a very high order. Then I must also mention my wife, Eleanor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?